Welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 66. I am Jeff, and joining me is Chris.
Yep, I am.
You may do on your promise to go see that Rooster Teeth?
Rooster Teeth, yeah. They're the guys behind Red versus Blue, the Halo Machinima cartoon. They have some other stuff out there. But yeah, they have a full-length film out called Laser Team. It is an action sci-fi comedy type thing. it's funny because we're gonna talk about another movie a little bit later on. But it kind of harkens back to like goofy 80s sci-fi stuff. I saw plenty of movies like this out there, like where, you know, shit's going bad, the world's gonna have, like, the world's gonna be destroyed by aliens or something, and like four losers or a team of losers ends up being the ones that have to, you know, save the world. It's kind of what happens here. Bernie Burns, who he's big over in Rooster Teeth. I don't know if he's like the CEO. He was at one point. But he wrote the movie. He also stars in the movie. And he plays like this washed up ex football player who's now like a sheriff. The town hates him because in a big football game, he was supposed to make a block for his buddy. And he missed it. And his buddy, who was going on to college, like big time football player, he ends up breaking his leg. And like, so he hates him. The rest of the town hates him because they were in the championship game or something. So he's just this washed up dude. He somehow ends up out in the middle of like the Texas, I guess that's where they're at. And the guy who hates him, the running back, he hasn't moved on from his life there. He still kind of limps around from the injury. He's out getting drunk with his other buddy. They're shooting off fireworks not too far from a army base or something. And they end up shooting down a alien spacecraft with the fireworks.
Nice.
And inside it is, inside this spaceship is this armor suit that is supposed to be used by like one person to save Earth from these invading forces that are inevitably coming. Each one of these idiots picks up a piece and it attaches itself to them. So like Bernie Burns' character, Hagen, he ends up with this like gauntlet shield thing. This other person ends up with a helmet, and the guy with the leg injury, he ends up with boots that make him run real fast. So they all have these powers, but they're supposed to be utilized like, you know, like an Iron Man suit together, and they all have to work together as a foursome to kind of like defeat what's coming. It's mildly amusing. Like there were a couple chuckles. There's some really good like pop culture references, which like if you know anything about Rooster Teeth is kind of their shtick. But I don't know. It kind of seemed like I left there going, that's not really a movie like you need to go see in theater. It's like one of those. Oh, if it's on, I'll watch it. But I don't know if it'll ever be on anywhere because this was a crowdfunded movie. They, I don't think it was Kickstarter, but it was Indiegogo. They kind of like asked for the money to make the movie, and fans supported them. And now it's out there. It's okay. It's kind of amusing. Like has like cool 80s vibe to it, but takes place in modern day. So
yeah.
But yeah, I would give it like 3 out of 5. Like it's just not anything. I wasn't like, wow, that was really cool, or It's a low budget indie sci-fi comedy. Has some decent writing. That's about it.
All right. Next up, we're gonna talk about a little film I saw called Goodnight Mommy.
All right. Yeah, I'm
So,
interested in this one.
yeah, I don't know what you've heard about it. I heard some good things. I heard it on some top 10 lists going in. So, it's like a 2014 German film, which I did not realize because I think I saw the trailer and they must have hid the fact that it was a foreign film pretty well. I don't know. But
Subtitled.
yeah, it's subtitled. Premises, these two kids, their mom was, it's like two twins, two little boys. Their mom was in a kind of like a car accident. This is poorly explained, first off, like what exactly is going on with her or whatever. But she returns to their home and she's got like this like gauze basically all over her face, so you can't really see her face and she looks pretty scary. Their dad is not around. I think he left bef like he just like they broke up or something before the beginning of the movie. Like I said, I think that some of the setup here is poorly explained, and I don't know if that's on purpose to hide the twists or not, but either way, you're kind of it's kind of very vaguely like you have to like kind of piece together, okay, she was in an accident and that's why she's got this thing on her face. But the premise is the two boys find her behavior very weird and not like their mom, so they begin to suspect that this lady wearing a mask is not their mom and that she did something with their real mom. That's basically the premise of the movie. It is a very, very slow go. Like it's only about an hour and 40 minutes, I want to say. It felt about like an hour longer than that.
Really?
Yeah, it just like there's some creepiness and some tension going on, but like one, like I said, like things are kind of poorly explained, and a lot of it is just like these boys kind of like wandering around together, like wandering around their house, like hanging out outside their house, going, "What the hell is up with mommy?" There's a couple scenes here and there, but then near like the last half hour or so of the movie, it goes batshit insane, and very kind of like disgustingly violent, almost like kind of torture porn. I mean, it's just it's real kind of boundary pushing violence, like kind of like just super unpleasant, kind of like something like Martyrs, where it's just like,
Oh,
yeah.
that's not a
Yeah.
a film that
Exactly.
I like to hear compared to other things. That was not one I
No.
enjoyed.
No, me neither. And like it ha like you know, Martyrs has like this reputation as being like one of the most extreme horror movies or whatever, but I don't know. I don't particularly like that stuff. And so here for me it's like you sit through this movie that's an hour and a half long that feels super long because it's so slow. Only to get to some really ugly, like torture violence for like the last half hour, which, while kind of shocking, and I thought it was kind of unexpected. I was like, "Holy shit, what's going on here?" You know, it's super disturbing, but again, I've been pretty much bored to tears for almost an hour and a half here, and then you're gonna throw this stuff
Right.
in the end, which, to me, like I said, it's not really much of a reward for me because I don't know. I just don't really. I think torture done right, like Hostel, can be entertaining, but this is just, I don't know, it's
There's
unpleasant.
something a little more to Hostel than just the the excessive gore and violence and
Yeah. Oh, and there's something more here. It's just for me to sit through almost an hour and a half of boredom to get to a half hour of just super unpleasant violence is just kind of. I don't know. It didn't do it for me, honestly, and I could see people going the other way on this one, so I'd still say, you know, for you, like for a hardcore horror fan, give it a shot, but I'm gonna have to come down on it with a two. I didn't like it. It's not something I'd want to see again. It's not something that I would strongly recommend to even horror fans. Like I would say to a horror fan, like, yeah, check it out when you get a chance, but I wouldn't be like, yo, make it a priority, like put this on your list.
It looks like it is free on Prime, so I
Oh,
might give it a go.
so I have to start coordinating this stuff better because I wasted a disc rental on that. So, yeah. So I don't know, Chris. I'd say yeah. Yeah, watch it on Prime, but like I said, bring some caffeine or something to keep you going for the
Maybe
beginning.
don't watch it late at night because I'll miss
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Which I have a terrible habit of starting movies late at night or lately finishing shows that I've been watching for days, and I watched the last episode at midnight and forget what the hell happened. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, for horror fans, it's a rental, but for everyone else, stay far, far away, because if you're not a horror fan, you're this is not gonna this is not one of those universal appeal horror movies at all. So
All right, well, it's a weird one, just like heard lots of good things about it, but
yeah, me too. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could get back to us since you can watch it for free.
yeah, I'll try and watch it.
Also, one last thing about Goodnight Mommy. A lot of people say that the twist is super obvious. I saw a lot of people saying that online. I think that the twist would be super obvious if
Well,
I knew what the
they
hell.
set it up better, right?
If I knew what was going on at the beginning, yeah. But anyways, I think next, in my opinion, we have a much better, really kind of fun movie, in my opinion. Interested to hear your thoughts, Chris, on Turbo Kid.
Yeah, which you also watched too, so
Yeah.
so it's funny. I just watched it last night, and it's a brand new film, like not, I mean, I guess from last year, 2015, but I had never heard of it at all. And then yesterday I get hit three times with this film. I woke up and it was listed on like a list of like the best stuff on Netflix for February. Somebody posted something about the soundtrack on Facebook, and then you texted me saying I needed to watch this movie. It is fantastic.
I remember my exact text to you was, "Yo, go watch Turbo Kid. Guaranteed you'll like it."
Yeah, it is. So just imagine like a mid night, maybe early to mid 1980s sci-fi film, with kids. Like one of our friends compared it to a film called Solar Babies, and I would say it's a pretty good comparison. Like it stars a kid in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Shit's gone bad. But it takes this weird twist where he's like this comic book fan, and he likes this guy. It's like what Turbo Rider, I think, is the name of the comic book hero, and he just ends up with this weird stalker chick that's chasing him. There's some Mad Max stuff going on, like with guys dressed up in like Road Warrior type get up, and it's all completely over the top and insane, and then it's accentuated by this phenomenal soundtrack
Yeah.
of pretty much just like pure synth like going on, but it's great. Like yeah, I loved it. It was fantastic. Like
I think, it's pretty simple and straightforward, but oh my God, does it fucking nail what it's going for? Like from the even just like before the title card or anything, like when it's just showing like the company that made it, it's like beow, like one of those
yeah.
old lady fucking like, and then it just starts, and then in the dystopian future of 1997,
Right.
we start watching this. My girlfriend goes, "Wait, when the fuck did this come out?" I go, "It came out last year." And she's like, "No, it didn't." I'm like, "I swear to God, it's an homage to like these old movies or whatever."
But it's funny 'cause like I think you said something about yesterday, it was either on Facebook or Twitter, saying that like everyone's talking about Kung Fury, which is it's like I enjoyed it, and I think that film though is that Kung Fury is like 26 minutes long, 27 minutes long, and by the end of it I am good. I'm glad it's over. It's very amusing for what it is, but it's 27 minutes of like, and that's it. Like I don't want any more of it at that point. Turbo Kid was like, it's like a this is a full length movie, and I was on
Yeah.
board the entire time. Like, they hit every note perfectly. It feels like one of those 80s films, but it doesn't overstay its welcome, I don't think.
Yeah, and you got Michael Ironside chewing
Yeah.
up dialogue and just like the I don't know, like I mean it's a, and it has like a very simple kind of a love story in there. Yeah, I don't know. It just works. It's a fun hour and a half, a really fun hour and a half. And also like besides like I love the soundtrack. I love anything like that. If you give me synth music, I fucking love it. That's why I love it follows, anything like that. But also the violence in this is spectacular.
It is basically anime violence. Like,
Oh God, is
it
it
is so completely obnoxious. Like, they'll chop off a hand and there'll just be blood spurting for like a minute. It's
Do you
all
think
over the
they're using
place.
squibs, or do you think some of it is animated, like computer generated?
I don't know. It looked like they might be practical effects. Like,
I mean, when I was first watching it the first night, I kind of split my viewing of it into the two nights because it was getting too late. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. This is great, but I have to go to bed. At points when I was watching it the first night, I was like, that blood looks animated, which kind of goes against, what they're going for here. But then when I watched the rest of it the second day, I was like, no, that looks like it's really just a fucking shitload of
yeah,
blood spraying
it looks
everywhere.
like they probably like they do in some of those in like Japanese kung fu movies and stuff, like where it would just be like a hose
Yeah.
that just sprays out
Oh
like
yeah, it's like raining blood on these
yeah
people's faces.
everywhere. It's so good.
But like, I mean, just some of the stuff you get a guy, he gets his jaw ripped off. And then the dude just shoves the jaw up into the dude's
Yeah.
eyes.
There's this scene towards the end, like that. It's like the big climactic battle, like where they're all fighting, and the kid, like, he takes a shot at this one guy, and it ends up blasting the thing into the one of the guys into two, and this other guy ends up with like the torso, like upside down,
Yeah.
so there's like legs sticking up out of his head, like, and he's
Yeah.
running around like he has a trash can on his head, and the other guy has like the top part of the body.
Well, it gets to the point where they're just blowing up so many bodies, and then the bodies kind of start stacking up on people's
Yeah.
heads. Like, it's just ridiculous. What was the other thing I was thinking of? Oh, and just like you have a badass cowboy character in it, who apparently, as far as I could tell, his only real move is just punching the shit out of people. Like it's like every time someone came up to him, he just stood there and waited for them to come to him. He'd fucking punch him.
Was that the arm wrestler guy?
Yeah, well, it was a
Yeah,
guy, the
I can't
cowboy.
think of his name. Is like, was
He
that
looks almost like Patrick Swayze or like a young
he
Patrick
did?
Swayze.
Yeah, Frederick, I think his name was. Yeah, he's pretty absurd as well.
He'd just be like, "Come here, you fucks!" And just fucking punch. Like that's all he did was punch people, and he ripped the one dude's jaw off. And then you have like a badass, like one of the bad guys, like one of the main bad guys besides the main villain is like this dude with a sweet ass like skull mask on.
His name is Skeletron. Yeah, it's. I mean, I like the two leads. The kid, I don't really know what his name is. I don't know if he has a real name or not.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie.
Then his crazy girlfriend, Apple. Like,
Yeah.
she's like, I'm like, where is this going? Like, at the beginning, I'm like, this is really weird. Like.
Yeah, and she's really funny, and I mean, the whole movie's I think kind of pretty funny, but she's just kind of funny. Like, there's a part where the villain walks up to her and he starts talking shit, and she's just like, most people I like, you I don't like. Like, it's just like,
There's this part where it's where the kid comes and actually he ends up trying to save them, like he's found the power suit or whatever, and he goes out to Zeus, Michael Ironside's base, and he's going to rescue Apple, this girl, and Zeus is giving this speech of like, who like does this for you, and who then, like, all of his gang members are getting into it. They're all like, yeah, Zeus does. And like they look down at the bottom, and the last time, like she's like jumping up and down, cheering along with them. It's so crazy.
I kind of wrestled with how I would score this one, 'cause I don't know. I thought about it long and hard, but then I started to think, like, this is the one I'll probably watch a couple times on Netflix, and once they take it off there, I'll probably get it on Blu-ray. So I'm gonna go 5, dude. I think this is kind of like, if you enjoy this type of shit, like if you're of a certain age, which we are, like where you remember the 80s and you really love those old like action sci-fi movies, like this is just gonna hit that sweet spot for you.
Well, it's funny too, because I mean, we did, Sean on Twitter did mention like, Solar Babies is like similar in concept. It's that time error that this is definitely aiming for. But if you go back and I went back recently and watched that movie, it's not good. It's actually really bad. But this is actually like this gives you that nostalgic feeling that. Those movies that, like, when you remember Solar Babies and Time Travelers and stuff like that, like when you remember back to that, it's like that's what they were. Crawl. I don't know if you ever remember, if you saw Crawl.
No.
But yeah, there's like this whole series of like these films that like these all kind of invoked for me, but like if we go back and watch them, those aren't really good movies. This kind of like hits that right note. It like gives you that level of like, yeah, this is what it felt like to watch one of those movies growing up, but it's better than those movies because it's
Yeah,
watchable
well,
today.
those movies are like a product of their time, and this is like going, this is what you loved about that time when you were a kid. Like, you know what I mean? It's more self-aware of what it is than, you know.
Than those films were because they were trying to be serious. Like,
Yeah, they were of their time. They didn't know like what people would love about them looking back is just how cheesy it all is, you know.
yeah. I don't like weird on this one. I don't really know. I initially like rated it a 4. I think
Me too.
I'll stick with that for right now. But I think it's like definitely worth a watch, especially if like you are if you're a child of the 80s or you enjoy like 80s nostalgic stuff, like give it a go.
Yeah, if you love that 80s aesthetic, like if you loved playing Blood Dragon or if you loved Kung Fury, this is, I mean, it doesn't go all over the place. There's not like Hitler and dinosaurs and shit, but it's that same vibe, but in a full-length feature that actually works as a full-length feature.
Right. Well, that I think I just actually clicked on. I was trying to see what other critics gave it, and the Hollywood Reporter here says like, it never mocks its inspiration. Like, and that I think that was my problem with Kung Fury was for as funny as it is, Kung Fury was actively poking at like those films from the 80s that we loved, whereas this is just like it's kind of like this perfect homage to it. Like it's not making fun of it, but it does know what was bad about those films, so.
Yeah, it's self-aware, but I mean, I think kind of, it almost in a way kind of respects the material because it
Yes.
does have like a nice little love story to it and like a nice, like cool story about a boy like getting his powers or whatever. You know, like, I don't know, like that fucking 80s fantasy shit. It's fucking
Yeah,
great.
it works all the way around.
So yeah, you're sticking with four.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with what I initially thought, like coming out off of it, and I don't know. Maybe we'll revisit it in a year or so, and I'll be like, "Yes, that's much better than I thought, like the first time."
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with five. I think this might be my first five of the year, and I'm going to attempt to keep track of our fives and ones for the year so we could revisit them near December.
Yeah.
So I don't do you don't have any fives yet this year, do you?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I will double check, but
I
I
don't
don't.
think I think it's my first one, and like I said, I kind of wrestled with it, but it just I like awarding things that I like, so I'm gonna say, yeah, I'm gonna say 5 stars for Turbo Kid. It's a tough call. I could easily see it me saying four, but
It's fair enough.
I don't,
I
I'm
think
not
it
like,
I think it's deserving, like certainly.
I'm not like conflicted too much about it because it's a blast. So yeah, anyways, out of all three this week, it sounds like the only one we could strongly recommend was Turbo Kid.
Yeah. And I do not have any fives yet this year, so.
Trying to think. Oh, the other thing I saw, TV show on Amazon, Mad Dogs.
You mentioned a little bit about it last week. Still decent.
I finished it. I like watched the whole thing.
Your Ben Mendelsohn love affair continuing
No,
on.
that's
Oh,
Bloodline.
that's okay.
Yeah.
So this is different. This is the
Yeah.
Amazon one. Okay.
Yeah, this is an Amazon one. It's by Sean Ryan. And I have this thing with Sean Ryan where anything new that he does, I like can't help but compare it to The Shield. Because that show is amazing. And I think it's kind of unfair, probably especially in this case, because Mad Dogs is weird. It's like a remake of like a British show that was already done, right?
So it's not even really his property.
Yeah, it's not his property, and it's not, while it is an Amazon original series, it's not really original. It's just a like a American remake of a British show that was already done. And he is like executive producing and whatever, show running it with this other guy who I believe did the British version. And his role, and as far as I could tell, was basically just executive producer, and he wrote one episode. He wrote the
Okay.
second episode. So it's like, for me to sit there and try to compare it to The Shield, I don't think is really fair. And to like pin any of it on Sean Ryan is not really fair. But it's his best show since The Shield. So all that preamble to say that,
That's pretty
I
good.
mean, yeah, like he's done like a lot of failed shows since he did that Last Resort show, which was about like a nuclear submarine. He did the Chicago Code, which is about Chicago cops, which was really kind of bland, like, and kind of, like, I enjoyed it,
Oh,
but
yeah,
like,
Last Resort. I watched the beginning of that. I didn't realize that was
yeah,
his.
that was like, written by him and everything. Like I said, he did that. He did Chicago Code. I want to say he's done one or two others. Nothing really took off. He did a pilot for Beverly Hills Cop, which never got picked up. But yeah, anyways, so this one was, like I said, it's probably the best one that he's done since, but I think it's problematic. It's about a group of friends who are, like, they went to college together. They knew each other when they were younger, and they meet up again. One of them has become very rich and successful, and he's like retiring at age 40. And they go down to Belize to like hang out at his mansion. He invites them. He flies them in. This is all in the pilot, and you can kind of see like there's some problems with their relationships. Like, there's kind of resentments that are like just underneath the surface, but they're like, fuck yeah, like, I'm in paradise, my buddy's paying for this, I'll go hang out at his mansion and let him show off, right? They're there for a little while, and it quickly becomes clear that like their friend is somehow involved in organized crime, and he's got like some problems, and there's people after him. And then they, I don't like it, it very much takes off into full speed in the pilot, and I don't want to spoil it because it's like there's a good like surprise at the end of the pilot, but it quickly like turns into like this fish out of water thing where like these guys are like in some foreign country where they don't know what the fuck they like they don't know who runs what or like which way they're going, if they're running from away from somebody, like they're in the middle of the fucking jungle. And it turns into this really intense, like, kind of crime thriller thing, which, if you've seen The Shield, you know that they know, like, Jon Ryan knows how to do that. Kind of mixed with, like, a lot of comedy. It's like a weird mix of, like, intense crime thriller and comedy.
Okay.
And I would say for the first four episodes or so, it's really strong. You have these friends kind of, like, turning on each other, and you finding out the flaws with all these characters. It's a great cast too. It's Michael Imperioli from he was Christopher Moltisanti on The Sopranos. You have Steve Zahn, who is just a maniac and I think like a
God,
really
I
good
love
actor.
Steve Zahn.
Yeah, he is one of the best parts of the show. There's one guy I can't remember the actor's name, but he's interesting as well. I'm trying to remember the other guy with them.
Looks like a Billy Zane and Ben Chaplin.
Yeah, Billy Zane is the rich guy.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it, but he's not in it a ton. Oh, and Romani, what the hell is his name?
Malco.
Yeah,
Romani Malco.
he's. I think he's from the 40-Year-Old Virgin. That's the thing I think I remember him from.
Amazon has him listed as from Weeds, which I've never seen,
I
so.
never seen Weeds, but I know I've seen him in other stuff. I want to say he's like the black friend
Okay.
in 40-Year-Old Virgin. They're all really good. Romani Malco is really good in it. Steve Zahn is like, I think he showed a bit more here than like the guy. I think he's like super talented, but he comes off as super energetic and intense, and he does here too, but he has a more like grounded side as well here. I don't know. It's really good, and I'd say for the first four episodes, it's running full steam ahead. The problem is like the basic setup gets stretched out to like, they're like, well, we have to make a season out of this somehow.
Right.
And I don't think they really know what to do after the first four episodes, because it quickly like gets bogged down like it right after that in the middle of the season, and like as soon as like there's a part where like they're going about their like they're trying to deal with this criminal empire and do this and that, and then all of a sudden they like randomly get swept up into a quarantine thing where there's some virus out there, and you're like, what the hell does this, like. This has nothing. It's like a Deus Ex Machina. Like, this came out of nowhere. Like, why are you introducing this virus plot where they just get stuck in this place for a whole episode while like they're being tested to see if they have this virus? And then after that, they get separated kind of because they get let go at different times. And I think that the show really kind of is stretching there to try to like add a couple episodes. It does get better again once it refocuses on the main plot near the end of the first season, but I'm not sure it entirely fully recovers, and I don't feel like man, I watched that last episode super late, like so I don't remember it well, but I didn't find it to be very satisfying. I'll have to maybe rewatch it and maybe let you know what I think again. But yeah, I think it stumbles along the way, but it's a generally fun ride. I'd say where like if you had Amazon, check it out. It's worth it just to see this cast, and it is fun. Like, I'm kind of picking on it a little bit as it goes on, but it's the whole way. It's still generally entertaining television. So, like I said, it's just got that problem where it feels like they had to add some padding or something to get a full 10 episodes out of it. So,
I will definitely give it a shot, so.
yeah, I might as well. I mean, I don't see a lot of stuff on Amazon that I'm super like, oh, I gotta see whatever the hell this is.
It's okay. I mean, do you like police procedurals? It's like I like Bosch. I think that's pretty good. It's really
That
slow though.
like
It's like 10 or 13 episodes of just like it's one case
Yeah.
over the course of it, but I enjoy that one. I heard is it Red Oaks? I heard that's really funny. I
Yeah.
heard that from Brian, so.
But there's like what's that one that was winning all those awards? Like something Mozart in the fucking park or
Mozart in
something.
the Jungle and Transparent.
Yeah, and I hear like Transparent's really good. It's just I don't know. It doesn't sound like something I'd really be like, yeah, I can't wait to see Transparent. Like, have you watched that?
No. I mean, it's just not anything that interests me. Look, I hear the acting is phenomenal in it. Like, just not.
Yeah, like Jeffrey Tambor sweeping up fucking award shows every time with that one. I don't know. I guess I'd give it a shot one day. Like Brian like stands by it, but it's just like the premise of it is like I don't know. I don't. It doesn't appeal to me. Like I don't know. It's. But so yeah, in my opinion, like I don't know. There's not a lot I see on Amazon that I'm super like obviously there's gonna be situations like where like, Good Night Mommy and Bone Tomahawk, I could have watched those instead of
Right, yeah,
using.
I mean, it's, I like it because I order a lot of shit from Amazon, and it's like a alternate,
Oh yeah.
film service, so.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I'm just saying in terms of like their original content. Like, I think Mad Dogs is probably one of the ones that will stick out for me early on. And yeah, believe me, I'm happy to have it too. I'm definitely sticking with Prime. Like, I'm still on the trial of it, but like, dude, for the video games alone, like, I think I'd be crazy to keep going the GameStop route or whatever, like when I could just have shit delivered to my door
Yeah,
and
and you get it for
20% off.
20% off.
Yeah. So, yeah, but yeah, Mad Dogs, check it out if you have Prime, and get Prime if you don't.
Before we leave, I guess I also watched a little bit of television too. I watched the first two episodes of that X-Files reboot, I guess. Not really a reboot, it's straight up season
Continuation.
10, I think. So,
Yeah.
it's only six episodes long. I've watched the first two. The first one is pretty bad.
I've heard some really mixed thing. I've heard that the third episode is good, but I heard like in general it's just kind of like
The first one is it's rough, like really rough. Like I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna keep going with this, but the second episode was there. I gave it a go, and it's classic X-Files at that point.
but does classic X-Files still stack up next to modern TV? I mean, that's an old ass show. And I'll be fair, I only watched it here and there. Like when I was a kid, I'd catch episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like the biggest X-Files fan. I think I watched probably like the first four or five seasons of it, and I don't even really know what happens at the end. I know that David Duchovny gets replaced by the T-1000, Robert
Oh
Patrick.
yeah, I heard them talking about that in some podcasts this week. I was like, I don't remember that. But like I said,
Yeah,
I
like
remember.
he only signed on for like he signed on to do like half of the season. So they had him on the run for most of it, like the ones that he was in, and they teamed Gillian Anderson up with Robert Patrick. So yeah, it's really weird, but I don't know. The second episode was really cool. It was like, your weird kind of this, your weird mystery, like what's going on here, what's and Mulder and Scully getting back to doing what they're doing, but they look old. They
Yeah.
look really old. And actually, I was watching the first episode of this new season, and I was like, did David Duchovny have a stroke? Because like he looked like he might have had a stroke before that episode. He looks much better in the second one. He cleans up a little bit, takes a shave, and but yeah, that they look old, and it is a little weird that they're kind of just jumping back into doing what they were doing over a decade ago.
That's
Like,
what I hear too. That it doesn't really account for like them. Like I just like, yeah, here's the new season. Like,
yeah, like, well, I mean, like they do, and like I think that's why the first episode isn't very good, because
yeah.
they try to like give like some sort of reason for, like, not a reason for why they're doing it, but like they try to tie everything together. Like what has Mulder been doing for the last 15 years? What has Scully been doing for the last 15 years? Now we need a reason to put them back together. When really it's just like, fuck it, let's just get back together and go do some X-Files shit. Like when they're doing that, the show really works again. It's fun.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like I never watched like, is it Supernatural on CW or like some of that other stuff that kind of deals X-File-ish type stuff. I never really got into that stuff, so I don't know if maybe this doesn't work for people that have kept up with
Yeah.
that, but I like it. I like that it's also only six episodes, so it's like it'll be
I
over
mean,
in a month.
I think if I wasn't like X-Files like super fan, I'd be like, "Whoa, like this it's crazy." Like imagine
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think for me something like all of a sudden we're gonna have a six episode run of the Shield explaining like what's going on with Mackie now. Like I would like even though I think that's a bad idea,
Right.
I would be all over that, man. I'd be sitting there like front and center, you know, like watching it live. Like
Well,
I'd be see
that's why this I think works, because of what the X-Files was. Like, yes, there was that overarching alien storyline, but it was also kind of like Monster of the Week, police procedural type film too. And like when it's doing that, when it's just doing the like mystery of the week shit, it works. It's a when they're trying to do that overarching like stupid alien stuff, which is, I mean, to be fair, the end of that series did very much tie into that, but I don't know. I it's fun. And evidently it's doing really well. Like for Fox. I think it was the most watched show on Monday. It's just kind of nuts.
Did you know that Vince Gilligan was like a writer on there? I don't think he was like running the show or anything like he was with Breaking Bad, but I know for sure he was a writer on X-Files. I think
Yeah,
that's where he got
I
his
mean,
start, kind of.
it's Chris Carter's show, but yeah, I do remember back when they were talking about Breaking Bad that he had mentioned, like, I guess he got maybe not didn't get his start there, but
Pretty close.
yeah, like he kind of came up in the ranks there, so.
Yeah, he probably had some other writing jobs on shows and shit besides that, but yeah, it was basically kind of his start. I guess one last television note before we close this up, because you reminded me, I watched an episode of a show too, on actual TV, The People versus OJ, American Crime
Okay, it's
Story.
the one with John Travolta, right?
Yeah, he's Robert Shapiro in it with some
Okay.
crazy caterpillar eyebrows going on. Like he just looks like a fucking ghoul in it, but he kind of looks like Robert Shapiro too. So, yeah, it's good. I found it to be a good like first hour of television. It goes up until the Bronco chase in the first episode,
Okay.
and you get a lot of like cool little details that, for one, like it's cool for like us or whatever because like you remember that shit, like you remember all the things kind of happening, but it's giving you little details that you didn't know about it. And the cast is, I think, generally really good. Like the casting is like they a lot of them look like the Sarah Paulson playing Marcia Clark. She looks just kind of how you remember Marcia Clark. I think the only odd bit of casting is Cuba Gooding Jr. as OJ. Like, he just doesn't have the physical presence, and I don't know, he comes off a little hammy in it. But yeah, he's you can tell he's having fun with like the outbursts and shit that OJ would, reportedly
Right.
have. I don't know. I find it. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of like the Ryan Murphy's other shows, but I enjoyed the first episode, so I plan to keep tuning in.
Oh,
So I'll let you know how it goes.
this is a Ryan Murphy joint.
Yeah. It's like it was originally supposed to just be a mini series about OJ, but he came on and they're turning it into American Crime Story, where each season's going to be a different, I guess, true crime story.
All right.
And where better to start than one of the biggest
Yeah.
crimes of the last century? So I don't know. It was a fascinating thing back in '94, and it's kind of interesting to what was that? Was it '94? I want to say. It's interesting to revisit now over 20 years later. Like, it's just so weird,
Yeah,
It's
I think it
so
was
weird.
94. I just read an article on OJ's kids, actually. So, yeah, I think it was 94.
Yeah, and there's like little things in there too, like the Kardashian kids are in it as their kids, like little, I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, it's weird to think how old that whole trial and like that whole event was, because like, it's old now. We're old, dude.
Yeah.
And, so like, there's gonna be for a lot of people like this is brand new to them, but yeah, I don't know. It was good. I'll let you know. I don't know if you plan to check it out, but I'll keep watching and let people know.
I might wait till it like kind of wraps up and then just give it all a go at once
Burn
if
through it, yeah.
word stays good on it, so.
Yeah, the first episode was very strong. I heard it actually gets better the deeper it gets in the season, so I'm excited to keep watching it. It was good.
Cool. Anything on the radar?
I am at a total blank. I have season one of Fargo sitting here, like I'm getting it by discs through Netflix, so it's like I think I got the first disc, which has like two episodes.
Oh, so it's
Yeah.
gonna take a little while to get through that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll check that out. I have the end of the tour sitting here, which I don't really want to see, but there's just kind of a lull, at least in Netflix disc-based releases, but it's going to pick up again later this month with like The Martian, Straight Outta Compton, I Smile Back, and Room. Well, Room, I think, comes out at the beginning of March on Amazon, so that's got a little bit of a lull for me, so I will see something within the next week. If you want, I could try to see Pixels, so we could talk Pixels.
No, I mean you don't have to. Don't go out of your way.
But Well, I'm just saying, we should both watch that at the same time.
Yeah. I might head out and see that Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. We'll see.
Really? I don't.
It looks goofy. Also, I don't know. Hail Caesar looks pretty interesting too. So.
Dude, I gotta be honest. Well, I think I tweeted about the other day. I said, frankly, I'm getting tired of shit like Hail Caesar from the Coen brothers.
It is like kind of they
They
keep
have this
kind of
vein of
hitting the same
comedy.
thing over and
Yep.
over again.
Like going back to even what the hell was the first one they had Clooney in, that
Oh, I
The
know which one you're talking
Odyssey,
about.
basically it was, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
And even that at the time, I liked it at the time, but I feel like I've been down this road with them plenty of times before. Then again, Burn After Reading, I thought was hilarious, even though it seems like a lot of people liked it. So yeah, I don't know. I think I'm kind of wait and see on that one. I'd prefer the Coen brothers doing crime stories like Blood Simple or No Country for Old Men. Like they really excel at that stuff, and
Right.
I don't really care for this stuff as much, but
We'll
I don't
see.
know.
I don't know if like I'm not like the biggest fan of the Coen brothers, so.
The Boy has crossed my mind, like going to see that. I know it didn't get like great reviews or anything, but what horror movie does for the most part,
Right.
so.
Although I am looking forward to The Witch.
Yes, but that is late. Like that's this month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks, the 19th, so.
That if it's playing by me, like I'm not gonna go out of my way to see it, but if it's playing by me, I'll definitely go see it, but
Yeah, but
I don't know.
February actually looks pretty decent. I'm gonna go see Deadpool next week, so and
You
then
know what? Let me know what you thought of it, like after you see it before we do the show. If you like it, I'll go see it.
okay.
But
So it looks funny. It looks something different, so
definitely interested, but
right. Well, we'll be back next week watching something. Like there's plenty of stuff out there for us, so.
yeah. Hopefully.
Movie dudes.
Dudes. Do 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 do.